likes being around football. He likes playing football. Do you think it's tough for him to?
Of course, because he wanna. I mean, we talked like here the other day. Of course, it's hard for him not being here around, you know, with us to practice and work out and things like that. But at the same time, you know, it's a business thing. So whenever they get things settled down and get situated, you know, he'll be here.
Can you see yourself in a similar situation at some point?
I'm not worried about that. I can't control that.
No, I mean having to make that sort of decision.
I can't control that. When that time comes, it comes. Right now, I'm worried about this year.
Have you talked to Fletcher? I mean, I know you guys are close. What's his mindset like right now?
Yeah, Fletcher's just cool, relaxed. He's just working out and just, you know, being ready when he has to come in. He's at, you know, training, conditioning, you know, getting everything, you know, situated so on the time to roll.
Is there frustration on his part that it's not done yet?
Frustration, I think so, because as much as he done for here, you know, he kind of feel like he would have been had a deal done and everything been situated. But at the same time, I don't think he's too much worried and stressing about it. He feel like when it happen, it'll happen. If it don't, you know, it don't. But he's not really stressing about it. He's just really just, you know, trying to get everything situated right now, so we don't have to worry about it during the season.
You're a big Twitter guy. You're funny and inclusive on Twitter.
Huh?
When things were going, when things were dropping around here, when other guys were getting deals done, Fletcher was like, hey, what about me? What about me on Twitter? Did you follow that? Did you see that?
No, I don't get into that kind of stuff. Like, that ain't me. Like, I've never been.
Did you see his tweets?
I didn't. I don't really pay attention to Twitter unless I'm just bored or if I'm going to a game or something like that, I'll tweet about it. But other than that, I'm not a big tweet or social media guy.
Even though they're working this out, he could be here if he wanted to, right? I mean, what do you think went into the decision?
I really don't know. You got to talk to him about that. I really can't speak for another guy. But, you know, I would like for him to be here. But at the same time, you got to understand it's business league now. So you got to, you know, make sure you set and take care of your future.
Do you think it will have any effect given the new coach? That, you know, it kind of feels important, I'm sure, to be here for this.
No. I mean, I don't think it's voluntary or whatnot. It's not like it's really demanded. One thing, it's a good look for a new coach and things to see the players here. But at the same time, I think the coach will understand where you're coming from and respect him and whatnot. So that's the thing about having Coach Doug, as you know, a guy that's been in this situation, been a player before. So he understands the situation, so he's not really, you know, too much bugged or ticked off about it.
What are your first impressions of Coach? And how
I'm really, you know, excited about playing for him and getting started.
How have things compared to the beginnings with Chip?
I mean, first of all, the beginning with Chip, I was just coming out of college, so I didn't know what to expect. But when Doug and Coach Chip, it's a whole different feeling and everything. I feel like Coach Doug is just more loose, relaxed, and just have fun. You just always see him smiling on the field, just all jolly and everything. He just brings a lot of energy. Chip did too, but Coach Doug just brings a more relaxing and just fun energy around.
What's it been like being around Schwartz? He's got a pretty dynamic.
Oh, man, Schwartz is I love Schwartz. Schwartz has a really, like, junkyard dog mentality. Just want to destroy and just have fun. I mean, he's a guy that don't have, you know, any edges or anything. He's just going to call it. You know, he has no limits or anything. So it's going to be a fun defense. I'm looking forward to it.